Are you thanking the good Lord for your gift of eyesight? We do take it for granted. How much do we appreciate our eyesight? Let's speak to Mr. Rob Daniels, who's a consultant eye surgeon at the Cathedral Eye Clinic. Rob, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much for coming on the programme. This is World Sight Day. Do you feel, Mr. Daniels, that people appreciate their sight?
I think life is so busy that we naturally just carry on and get through each day. But just to remind ourselves, 80% of all the input to your brain comes through your eyes. So if you have even a small issue with your eyes, you'll quickly then realize how incapacitating it is to even have a small loss of sight.
So what's your advice to people who haven't given a second thought to their sight? They're just going through life. What's your advice to any Joe or Josephine?
Well, definitely to attend your regular checks, whether that's with your optician or your optometrist. But we recommend a once-a-year proper check of your eyes. We need to check things like pressure, which are completely asymptomatic. That means you wouldn't know that you'd have a problem, and you could actually be seeing quite well, and there could be an underlying problem. So without a question, attend your regular annual visits.
And I suppose we have to think about protecting our eyes generally. We should be, you know, obviously our diet's important. Smoking is something we shouldn't be doing. But if you're out and about, we should be wearing sunglasses when it is quite bright. We should be wearing safety eyewear when we're in a workplace that requires it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. So firstly on diet, the leafy greens are very, very important, and we see a lot of problems in as people get a bit older when they haven't had enough of the certain components, them being lutein and zeaxanthin in leafy green plants, then the back of the eye called the macula is not protected from the UV light. That's called age-related macular degeneration. So definitely the same advice, healthy diet. And then in terms of protection, sunglasses are always a good idea, again, to protect from the UV light, both the back of the eye and the front of the eye. And then, as you mentioned, in any industrial environment or even at home, we see so many people who've had accidental injuries to the eye, and it's just so sad because a lot of the time they're so severe that, you know, they cannot be repaired. So a simple, cheap pair of safety glasses really goes a long way. And sport, you know, a game like squash, a squash ball can really damage the eye. Paintball is another one.
Of course. What about, just briefly, the computer screen? I'm looking at six of them at the moment. It can be pretty taxing.
So there's a couple of things about the computer screen. First of all, the LED screens emit a lot of blue light, and they do have quite a harsh light, which makes them easier to read. But certainly a blue blocking pair of computer glasses or perhaps a filter on the screen is a good idea. So that definitely would be something to consider in terms of protecting your eye. But the other thing is that it's unnatural for us to read the whole day or sit so close to our target that we're looking at. So regular breaks, get up, walk around, look in the distance, just to give the muscles in your eye a break, so that you're not focusing close by the whole day. So those two components can cause a lot of eye strain with computers, and it's a big thing today.
And just finally, Rob, from time to time, the team at the Cathedral Eye Clinic, they go abroad to help people less fortunate than ourselves.
Yes, we involved with a charity in Cambodia, and it's called the Khmer Sight Foundation. So Cambodia is an underserviced country in terms of eye care. It's got the lowest ratio of ophthalmologists or ophthalmic surgeons to population in the world. And part of that was because many of that generation were victims to the genocide. So they just don't have the people. The second problem is that a large proportion of the population, over 40%, lives on less than $2 per day. And an eye operation for a cataract, for example, would cost at least $500. So they just don't have access to eye care. So we go across and we have a wonderful time. We operate the whole day. It's hard work, but we love doing it. And we spend the entire day doing cataract surgery and pterygiums, which are the two most common reversible forms of blindness. And we can do 50 operations per day. And that really makes a huge difference to those people's lives, because most of them were then unable to work, unable to fend for their families. And within a day, they have their sight restored. So it's a huge privilege for us to be involved with them.
My goodness, it is. It really, really is. It's just a reminder, indeed, of what donations, of course, to sight charities can deliver, and indeed the generosity of the Cathedral Eye Clinic delivering it from a professional level as well. Rob, thank you for coming on the program. Thank you.
It's a great pleasure. Thank you for having me.
That's Mr. Rob Daniels, consultant eye surgeon at the Cathedral Eye Clinic, on this World Sight Day. We're heading towards the news at 10.